Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Hell Yes podcast. This episode is so exciting because it's my birthday episode. Woohoo! You guys know I am a psycho and I always talk about my birthday and turning 27. And I don't know why this age was so big for me. It really doesn't even make sense. But I am just so obsessed with the number 27, and I'm just so excited to turn 27. My birthday's on Sunday. I am doing celebratory things all week. I've also been just doing my maintenance. I got my nails done yesterday. I'm getting my hair done tomorrow, and I've been all over the place. So I apologize if this episode getting out to you guys so late. Well, it's not that late. It's a day late, but still, I'm a little behind. I'm behind with work with YouTube as well. It's just when my birthday comes around, guys, I'm just not interested in being responsible. I'm more so responsible of me being a host and having all my friends get together. And it's just my favorite time of the year to just bring everyone together because everyone is so busy. All my friends work super demanding jobs, like in corporate. I have a friend that's a doctor. Like, everyone is just so busy, and it's very difficult for us to all be in the same room together that when we do get together, it's gonna be a time. So we're all going out on Saturday night, and I'm so excited. I'm having a Kim Kardashian early 2000s, more like 2007, themed birthday dinner. Not really sure how everyone's going to show up to that. I just put that on the invite, but hopefully everyone shows up and shows out. My friends are the best, and they're all so different that I can imagine that everyone's going to be showing up like with a different vibe. So I'm excited to see that. But today's episode, I am so excited to do because I wanted to do the 27 things I've learned by 27 years old. Perfect and really timely. I wrote down 27 things just while I was like chilling in my backyard. I didn't want to overthink it. I just wanted to think of whatever came to mind that I think would actually really help you moving forward. I am imperfectly perfect, and I love that about myself. And I wanted to just give you guys some things that I think you can take with you in your life moving forward. If you are just entering your 20s, if you're in your 30s, 40s, it doesn't matter. This particular episode will do you well. I think that you guys can get a lot out of my particular tips. And some of these have to do with me, some of them don't, but it's about what I've either learned within things that I've went through or things that I've just learned observing others. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode as much as I enjoy making it. And yeah, guys. Oh, also, sidebar, I hit 700,000 subscribers on YouTube yesterday. I am just so floored. I can't believe it. I think I hit 600 in October or November. So this was very unexpected and to me, very sudden. And I'm just so thankful and grateful for you guys. I will never get used to being adored and loved the way I am. My subscribers are the best. You guys are all so intelligent, wonderful, kind, humble. And I have such a beautiful audience of women and men. And I want to just say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I can't thank you enough. You guys give me the most beautiful life, and I'm able to, in return, make content for you guys that means a lot to me. So thank you again, and let's get us to 1 million. Let's get into the 27 things I've learned by 27. Number one, change is going to happen. Rather than preventing it, welcome it and embrace it. Whether it's your change in your type, your dreams, your mindset. In my 20s, I have changed a lot, whether it's my style, whether it's the guys I date, whether it's the things that I want and desire for myself. And that is what I adore the most about my 20s. I am allowing it to just happen, and it happens through experience. It happens through just your mindset changing and just going through different things in life. You're going to naturally change. Allow it to happen. Don't be stagnant on purpose. Welcome in new experiences and let yourself just transform into different versions of yourself until you feel closer to your authentic self. Number two, healing is not linear. You're going to take steps forward and some back. Give yourself grace. What I've learned in my own healing journey is that I can think that I have overcome something or that I have outgrown something, and then I've taken a few steps back and then I would get mad at myself. Do not get mad at yourself for reverting back or having different experiences that maybe the old version of you started to show again. You want to allow yourself to heal in the way that you're meant to heal, which isn't linear. It just isn't. You're going to have moments of testing. You're going to be tested. You're going to have moments where God is testing you or where life is testing you, and there is no pass or fail. You just need to welcome in that experience, give yourself grace, and try to find yourself again and come back to center. What I've learned in my own healing journey is, yes, I do revert back at times, but my authentic self that wants to be the better person, I always find my way back to her. Yes, I'm going to venture off. Yes, I'm going to make mistakes. Yes, I'm going to be sad. Yes, something's going to happen that's going to trigger me, but that is okay, and to just welcome it. Number three, some people are brought into your life for a season or a reason, whether it's to show you about yourself, to give you solid memories, whatever. You need to understand that not everything is forever, and most things are not. That is just normal. Friendships, relationships, acquaintanceships, different work dynamics. You are going to meet people along the way in your life that are going to be in it for a season, whether that's for the fall and then it ends in the winter, or for a reason, whether they came into your life and they did something that wasn't so great and you're like, why did that happen to me? But it made me a better person. I think that what I've learned in my life is, rather than obsessing and just sulking in negativity by being like, what was the reason for that? Why did I meet this person? Or that friendship was bull. I don't look at it like that. I say to myself, you know what? I had that person for what I needed to have that person for. And God does not make mistakes. There are certain people that I had in my life, in certain times in my life, where I really needed them. And maybe we outgrew each other or our lives went different directions. But I am able to, hindsight 2020, look back into that and say, that was there because it needed to be. And I'm so happy that I got to experience that. And there's no hard feelings. I'm able to understand that some people are for seasons and reasons, friendships or relationships. That is okay. And that is life. And it's beautiful. Number four is, do what feels like love and the universe will reward you. I am such a big believer that when you do what you love and you move with love, you will see the universe do beautiful things for you. People who live a life that they don't want or live a life that feels like work in a bad way are always going to be miserable. And what I noticed about myself is, being that I am a creative, I need to always do things that make me feel creative, make me feel artistic. And that is exactly what makes me feel love. So I like to do things with love. And if something doesn't feel happy, positive, and loving, I will not do it. I don't care. If it doesn't feel like love, if it doesn't feel right, I'm not going to do it. And I find that when I move like that, the universe rewards me with good experiences, with good people, and just overall a good life. Number five, confidence is the most necessary thing to have if you want to excel in all things, whether it's a job, a relationship, a friendship, and overall life. Confidence is important. And I know that a lot of people struggle with it. And even myself, I went through my own confidence journey, but I really do believe in faking it till you make it with that. And doing things that will improve your confidence, whether it's reading and moving with love, like I just said, putting yourself into different hobbies that make you feel seen and authentic and happy, glowing up, going to the gym. There's so many things that you can do to improve your confidence. And a lot of the times, the things that we are insecure about are the things that we just have not worked through. So if you work through certain things, whether it's you're afraid of speaking or afraid of dating or afraid of wearing a certain outfit, sometimes it just requires you to speak more, to go out there and meet someone, and to get in the gym. These are things that we have to do to improve our confidence. And also, what I think is key to improving your confidence is doing things with your internal values. You don't need to always do physical things to improve your confidence. A lot of my confidence comes from within. So it has a lot to do with the fact that I think I'm intelligent, that I think I'm well-rounded, that I think that I'm successful and kind and a good friend and a good daughter. These are things that make me feel confident. And that is what helps me move through life, career-wise, friendship-wise, relationship-wise, and just in my overall self-love journey. Number six, rejection is a part of the game. Stop taking it so harshly and start to think of it as redirection. You don't want to view rejection as something that you're so afraid of that it bruises your ego and that you're so afraid of it that you always avoid it. Rejection is inevitable. Not every experience is going to be forever and not everything is going to be for you. And sometimes rejection shows you that you were not supposed to be in that place and to allow it to redirect you. This is key. Confident people, people who understand how life works, understands that things are going to happen not in our favor and we need to just welcome it. And yes, it hurts. Yes, it sucks. But you are going to be able to look at that experience in a couple years, maybe even months and even weeks and say, you know what? I see why that happened. That was meant to happen, or else these things would not have happened if that didn't happen. So like I said, rejection is redirection. Don't look at it as a negative thing. It just is a part of life. Number seven, everyone successful has failed at something and has also failed multiple times. When I was starting up my career and I really wanted to succeed and excel at it, I was becoming very insecure and uncomfortable with failing. And I found that I was constantly being fed like rejection, technically, in my own come up journey. And rather than me quitting, I just said, this is a part of the game and I have to keep doing it. And I'm so grateful that I failed because I think failing has also shown me that I'm resilient and that I'm able to persevere. And it also shows you a different level of discipline. When you fail at something, a lot of the times there's a reason. Either that thing was not meant for you, or you were not trying as hard, or you were not doing it the right way. And then once you fail, you're able to identify, okay, this is what I did wrong. I need to do a little bit more in this particular area to be more disciplined. And it also builds resilience and just a hardworking gene in you that does not allow you to become lazy or procrastinate in things that you genuinely want and care about. All of our faves have failed. And I know that it doesn't get put out there because nobody is going to emphasize on their failures, but just know that every person that you look up to, they have messed up, they have failed, and they just kept going. Number eight is that I am a dynamic person. I am multifaceted, and I have many sides and many interests, and I don't want to just subject myself to one. I've talked about this in a lot of podcast episodes, but I think for many years, I was always afraid of showing different sides of myself because I was always afraid of people calling me fake. But I've realized that the most interesting people are the most dynamic. They have different sides to themselves. They're either into golfing and equestrians, and they like to cook, and they like to read, and they like to, you know, watch different horror movies and read sexy books. Like, you can be a dynamic person. It's allowed. And don't make yourself feel like you need to be put in a box. Being an adult is understanding that boxes are for children. We do not need to be put in a box. And honestly, I will not even put my children in a box. I want to bring this new mindset into my life when I eventually become a parent and teach my kids, you don't have to be one person. You can wear princess dresses and still play basketball. This can apply to so many different things, but welcome these sides to yourself and don't make yourself feel bad for being dynamic and being multifaceted and multidimensional. It is normal and it's actually quite beautiful. Number nine, learn to let go of what doesn't ask to be held. You need to understand that people are not possessions. And if you are someone who struggles to let go, it's because you have this undeniable trauma of not wanting to experience the inevitable pain that comes with relationships, that comes with life. And that is just something that you need to let go of. I have learned that the longer I hold on to things, the worse it is for me because it feels horrible, it feels forced, and it feels not wanted. And I've learned that I'd rather be alone than to be with someone who doesn't want me. So I've learned to let go when something doesn't feel right anymore or when something doesn't want to be there. Do not make people be a part of your life, not a friend, not a man, not a partner, not anything. Learn to let go when necessary. Number 10, Envy prevents you from focusing on yourself. The more that you envy and obsess over other people's lives, the less you can focus on what you need to do for yourself. I do not spend hours in my day dreaming of other people's lives. I spend it dreaming of my own life. And I also set the precedent of what I believe is my dream life. I don't let other people put their dreams onto me and their desires onto me. Yes, it's a beautiful thing to want and desire things, but they are not my desires. So I have learned to also just kind of move with love and authenticity and do what feels right to me. So what I view is successful and what I view as desirable might not be the same success and desirability that someone else has. And that is okay. It is my life. So rather than saying, oh, well, this person has a bigger house than me and this person has more clothes than me and this person has better this than me, I don't do that because I much rather envy, and not even envy, but move towards what works for me. And if there is something that somebody has that I want, I rather say, you know what? I admire that. That is a beautiful inspiration. Now let me do what I need to do to get closer to that. Number 11, there is so much power in being unique. Stop trying to fit in everywhere. This really came full circle for me in my career. I think for a long time, I was trying so hard to fit into a box because I thought, okay, if it works for someone else, it's gonna work for me. No, it worked for that person because it was them. Be you, Haley, and let people who love the type of person you are gravitate towards you. So I like and have grown to like my uniqueness and my authenticity as my 20s have gone on. And now that I'm 27, I am the most myself I've ever been. And it's a really great feeling. And I have so much power because of it. Number 12 is start living a life that you want before you have it. Essentially, show up as your dream self before you become her. If you are doing things every day that doesn't align with your future self, you're gonna just keep living that life. Show up as the girl or the woman that you want to be. Dress like her, even if it's on a budget. Frequent the places that you think that she would want to be a part of. Dream like her, move like her through life, and you will become the person that you dream of being. If you are constantly looking at it as a fever dream and you are living in a misaligned life with that, you will never actually conquer that dream. You will never actually see that come into fruition. So I have learned in my 20s that if I want something, I have to become it first. Number 13 is being in a relationship is not the end all be all. As a certified lover girl, I think for many years, I was a relationship guru. I just loved being in relationships and it was a huge part of my identity. As I've gotten older, I realized that I don't want that to be a part of my identity anymore. I want it to be there if it's meant to be there and if it's healthy and if it's real and if it's necessary, but I don't force it and I don't desire it the way that I used to. There is a part of me that wants love, that wants marriage, that wants the family, that wants all that, but I don't want it to consume me and I don't want it to be the whole reason for my existence. There is so much more to life than being in a relationship, and I am so grateful that I got to experience love like that, and then also got to experience the love that I gave to myself after that. Number 14 is kind of similar to number one, but it's a little bit different. It's you can and will change your mind. Allow yourself to change your mind. I think a lot of people try to bully you into thinking one way, whether it's politically, religiosity, love, friendship, whatever. People want you to think the same way for the rest of your life. No, allow yourself to change your mind. You can say to yourself, you know what, I want to implement boundaries. I want to change my views on this. I want to, you know, see this. And that's because your morals have changed. You've experienced life. You've seen things differently. And allowing yourself to open up your aperture and see things from different lenses allows you to change your mind. And I am so open to the idea of that, that I am not a closed-minded person who is rigid and stuck in my ways. I want to be open and willing to change my mind if it happens naturally. And I have changed my mind many times, guys, in my life and in my 20s. And I'm so happy that I've allowed that to happen. Number 15 is facing your fears will leave you discovering so much about yourself. Listen, I'm a creature of habit and I'm someone who likes to do the same thing every day. But I've learned that venturing out from time to time is important and facing certain fears is going to help guide you and transform you into the version of yourself that you love the most. Whether it's, you know, going on an airplane and traveling the world or falling in love or doing something you've never done before, I was always afraid of the city. It was something that was never appealing to me and I have spent this past year going back and forth to the city and I have to say, I love it now. The city has become something that I've adored. And if I didn't face that fear of going because it's the unknown, because it's different, then I would never know that I would love it this much. So facing your fears is important, and it allows you to discover things about yourself that you never thought you could. Number 16 is that people will lie, cheat, and betray you for no reason. Don't take it personally, and don't let it make you hard. I think a lot of the times when people continuously betray us or we go through certain experiences that feel so out of body and disgusting, it naturally makes us jaded and unhappy. But I have learned to let myself be mad in the moment, but not bring it into my next situation when I meet someone. I think that there is a difference between being jaded and being discerning. Being discerning is just having a wiser outlook on things and allowing yourself to say, you know what, let me create boundaries, let me take my time, let me trust my intuition more. But being jaded is almost like being guarded to a fault. And I don't want to be that person. I want to be someone who's discerning but open. And I think that that has allowed me to date freely, to love freely, to become friends with people, even though I've been hurt in the past from friendships and different things. And I am not allowing that to create a narrative for myself that makes me hard. People are going to do terrible things to you, and it's not personal. They are doing these things to themselves. And if you are a good person and they are doing these things to you, what an idiot they are. And I don't judge them for it, because everybody has a journey that they go on where they hurt people, where they do terrible things because they're in a bad place. So all we can really do is wish love, light, and prayer onto them, but remove ourselves from the equation and not let it be our story and let it consume us. Number 17, there's no better feeling than independence. This is a personal thing that I've learned. I love being independent. I love being someone who can depend on myself. And I just feel like it's an incredible feeling. Being dependent on my parents growing up was horrible. I think that a lot of the times, and this is with all due respect to my parents, I love them dearly, but they would weaponize money and their power onto me growing up. And a lot of people always would say, like, it's really nice to have rich parents and this and that. And listen, it is. I had a very good childhood, and I'm not going to sit here and complain and say that, you know, I was ever without. But there was a lot of power and balance in my youth, and I didn't like the weaponizing of the money and of the power, and it made me feel like I had to perform or be someone I'm not to get things. Once I gained my independence and became my own person and made my own money, it felt so freeing. And I can only imagine how it feels to some people who let men dictate their life and they don't have their own. I'm not saying to not allow people to be generous with you and to give you things. No, absolutely let people do things for you. But I will always encourage women to get their own everything, your own money, your own life, your own career, your own passions, because it is the most freeing and beautiful feeling. And I will never, ever, ever think otherwise. Number 18, you are never too good to be humble and kind. There is something so off-putting about a person who has gained some sort of success or some sort of, I don't know, adoration and admiration in life, that they became a very pompous, arrogant person. I do not like people like that. And I think that no matter how successful I become, no matter how wonderful I become, no matter how great my life is, I will always be humble and kind. I think that it's important to treat everybody the same and to respect people and to give people that kindness that they deserve, because there is no reason to be arrogant and rude and just off-putting. So I am so big on treating the janitor the same way you treat the CEO. They are the same in my eyes, and I will always think this way. Number 19. Your trauma is not an excuse. Your trauma could be a reason, but it's not an excuse. And you have to keep that in mind. I don't care what you've been through. It does not give you the right to do whatever to others and to do whatever with yourself. You need to control that and heal that and grow from it. Allow your trauma to shape you into a better person and not into a person that people despise, or into an unlikable human, or into a person that makes it very difficult to transform into something beautiful. I do not allow my trauma to carry me in life in a way that's negative. I have been through shit myself, and whenever I hear somebody say to me, oh, well, I treated you like this because of X, Y, and Z, I say that is not an excuse. I've been through things too, and I do not treat you that way. It is not an excuse at all. So please heal it. Number 20, taking care of your health and wellness needs to be more of a priority. It just does. It needs to be something that you prioritize. And I think I wish I had learned this earlier in my 20s. I never took it seriously, but I've learned it in the latter years. And I think that it's really something that I will never not do anymore because I see it from such a different perspective. Prioritize your health and wellness. It's all you have. Your body is a fighter. It is a weapon. It is so powerful when you take care of it. So please do that. Number 21, you cannot change people, so stop having a savior complex. Change yourself and go towards people and things that feel aligned. Whenever people say, well, I want this person, but if they do X, Y, and Z, then, you know, it will make me happier. Or I don't like this person, but if they change, I might. No, it is so difficult for us to change minor things about ourselves. Why would you think that you can change big things about a person? Fundamental things about a person. That is crazy. Go towards things that feel better. Go towards people that are more aligned with you. Why must someone change for you? That's not fair to do to them, and it's not fair to do to you. So stop trying to do it. Number 22, listen more. You'd be surprised what you hear. As someone who's a talker, I always struggled to be a good listener. That's the truth. And in my 20s, I wanted to work on it. I wanted to hear people's stories. I wanted to hear people's patterns, and I'm not analyzing them, but sometimes when you actually stop and listen, you learn a lot. Number 23, family is worth fighting for if there isn't unforgivable trauma attached to it. As someone who has had family trauma, I am the first to sit here and say that there are plenty of times where I'm like, oh, I'm never going to speak to so-and-so again. No. Family is worth fighting for. My family was worth fighting for, and I'm so glad that I did, and I gave them chances because family really is forever if you don't have that unforgivable, disgusting trauma attached to it. I know that not everybody has a good relationship with their family, and they're not loved the way that they're supposed to be, but as long as there's not toxicness and disgustingness attached to it, fight for your family and work it out. Number 24. God is always going to give you what you need and not what you want. And allow faith to guide you. I gave faith a fighting chance in my 20s. I was not someone who was obsessed with faith in my, you know, teen years. And when I turned 20 and up, I wanted faith to be a part of my life, and I worked on it. And I'm so happy I did because God has shown me so much in my 20s, and I've allowed him to guide me and to assist me along this journey. And it's been a really amazing feeling. Number 25. Sometimes you're going to have to be the enemy or a bad person in someone else's story if it means protecting your peace and light. You're not always going to be the best person that someone, you know, dealt with, and they're going to always have good things to say about you. Stop obsessing over what people say about you behind your back and work on who you can be today to be a better person. There are plenty of people that I've wronged. There are plenty of people that are crazy and have a skewed perception of who I am or what I did, and because they don't have access to me anymore, they don't like me and want to, you know, bash my name, whatever it is, allow that to be a part of it. That is life. You need to protect your peace and light. Who cares what people think about you? If you don't care about this person being a part of your life and you don't want them around you, why do you care what they think? And good people will never listen to someone who talks about you like that. I promise you. There are plenty of people who will try to warn me about someone or whatever, and I always respond with, I am the kind of person who allows someone to show me who they are, not allow someone else to tell me who they are. Because that is true maturity, and that is also just what it means to be a grown-ass person. You're not going to let people guide you in a direction through their lens of life. I want to be the decider, the chooser, and the person who is discerning with my own connections. I don't need someone else to warn me about it. Number 26. Privacy is important, and the more that you gatekeep it, the better you'll feel. You don't owe anyone your story, your life, or your secrets. And this is learned with time. If you're an oversharer, then you understand this. You probably overshare because of trauma. I have learned that about myself, that I would overshare with people because I thought that it made them feel close to me. But I have learned that I don't need to be responsible for someone's closeness to me. They need to get to know me with time. It is not my responsibility to make someone feel comfortable in my presence. My responsibility is to show up as myself. And people need to get to know people with time. And you don't owe everyone your privacy, your secrets, your life. That is not what life is about. We are supposed to have shared experiences with people. We are supposed to love and to give and to receive. And that is what life's about. We are not owed everybody's full truths. We are not owed everybody's lives. And the more you learn that, the less you'll take it personally when people are more private. And you'll just let people be who they want to be
for you.
And number 27, the last one, guys, is happiness comes in waves and certain seasons of your life will be difficult. Allow all feelings to arise and be with it. You will love your simplicity and happy stages more when they come back around because you remembered what it felt like to be down. What I've learned in my own journey with my happiness and depression and all of that is when I do get depressed again, I remind myself that when I do have that coming out of depression stage, I'm going to appreciate it more because I remember what it felt like to hurt and to be depressed. So I actually welcome all emotions, all seasons, all comfortabilities and uncomfortabilities because it's a part of the human experience. And I appreciate the happy times so much more because I remember what it felt like to hurt and I remember what it felt like to be down. And when I become down, I don't freak out because I always end up coming out of it. It's like going through a tunnel. I look at my happiness and depression like going through a tunnel. If I'm going through a dark moment, I'm in a tunnel and there's light at the end of it. There always is. And I believe in that wholeheartedly. So I always look at it for what it is and I don't let it consume me. And happiness feels so good. And it is a choice. A lot of the times happiness is a choice and I choose it every day. And if I don't feel it instinctively and intuitively, that's okay. But I still am going to choose it anyways and hope that I can get back to that. I hope that you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. There was a lot that I said, and I hope that you guys enjoyed every little point that I made. These are the 27 things that I learned in 27 years of living. I am so grateful to have lived this long. Hey, I am grateful for it because you know what? People don't make it to 27 all the time, and I don't want to take life for granted, and I believe aging is a beautiful thing, and I will never view aging as anything but that. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I feel wonderful, and I feel beautiful. I feel the most youthful, wise, and intelligent than I've ever felt in my life, and it's such a great feeling. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Please have a beautiful rest of your week, and we will talk next Tuesday. Bye, everyone.